USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A Florida judge has blocked an executive order from Governor Ron DeSantis that banned mask mandates in the state's schools. Tallahassee Judge John Cooper lifted a stay of a ruling from last month that said the state couldn't punish districts for requiring masks. Several districts, including the state's five largest, had defied the governor's order and enacted mask policies. The state education board had responded by threatening to withhold the pay of those school board members who voted to put a mask mandate in place in their district. And three people have been arrested, charged with stealing the identities of some of those killed in the Surfside, Florida condo collapse. The trio are accused of using the stolen identities to obtain credit cards and make multiple large purchases. Investigators say that the accused began obtaining the fraudulent cards less than a month after the building's collapse. They face multiple charges of identity theft, trafficking in credit cards, and organized scheme to defraud. If convicted, they face up to 30 years in prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin has called for a strategic pause on the push to get a $3.5 trillion budget resolution passed through the Senate, reportedly giving Democratic leadership a number of demands in order for him to support the bill. The Senate Minority Leader is also weighing in on the Democratic differences. Tim Berg reports.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell shares his views regarding the $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill to the Rotary Club in Paducah, Kentucky on Wednesday. He explains how West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema, who are resisting the bill, are on his mind.
I pray for them every night. I wish them well. We give them lots of love. There's not a single member of my party in the House or Senate going to vote for this monstrosity. It is wildly inappropriate for our country.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Baseball Hall of Fame's class of 2020 have finally been enshrined at Cooperstown. Derek Jeter, Ted Simmons, Larry Walker, and the late Marvin Miller were honored at Wednesday's induction ceremony, twice postponed by COVID concerns. In his acceptance speech, Jeter thanked the Hall, the players he faced, and the media that covered him throughout his career.
Congratulations to Larry, Ted, and the late Marvin Miller. I mean, I'm so honored to be inducted with you guys and linked to you forever. The Major League Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2020. Thank you to the baseball writers, all but one of you, who voted for me. And everyone who covered me during my career, you know, the beat writers, the columnists, TV and radio, and a special thank you to the Hall of Famers. You know, those that are here with us today, the ones that couldn't make it, the men I played with, played against, for, and looked up to and admired.
And three people have been arrested, charged with stealing the identities of some of those killed in the Surfside, Florida condo collapse. The trio are accused of using the stolen identities to obtain credit cards to make multiple large luxury purchases. Investigators say that the accused began obtaining the fraudulent cards less than a month after the building's collapse. They face multiple charges of identity theft, trafficking in credit cards, and organized scheme to defraud. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.